Noah's Ark. Years and years after the creation of the earth and Adam and Eve, there were many, many people living in this world. There were towns and villages all throughout the land. But in that time, something very bad had happened. You see, the people who were living on the earth had all forgotten about God and had forgotten that God was good. And they forgot the difference between good and bad. The difference between being kind and being evil. It was terrible. Evil had spread all over the earth, and people were doing such mean things to each other and behaving very, very badly. And this made God very sad. Now, in the midst of all of these very bad people, there was one man who remained kind and had love in his heart. And this man understood the difference between good and evil. His name was Noah. One day, God said to Noah, "Noah, all of the people on this earth are very wicked. I am so sad to see this. The people are robbing and hurting each other, and this must change." God said, "Noah, I have decided to destroy all of the living things on earth. So I will bring a very, very big rain, a flood, and waters will cover the entire earth. And all of the wicked people will drown in these waters. But you, your wife, your sons, and their wives will be saved from this flood. You will make a large boat, an ark, and you will bring a pair of every kind of animal onto this ark to stay alive with you so that they too will be saved. Lions and bears, elephants, giraffes, sheep and goats, dogs and cats, any animal that walks this earth or that flies up in the skies, two by two, shall be brought upon this ark." So Noah and his family began to build this ark. Now, this was a very big job. Think about it. It needed to have space for every animal on the earth. So you can imagine how big this ark needed to be. And Noah and his family needed to build this with their own hands. So day after day, from morning until night, the family worked and worked, building piece by piece this ark. And little by little, they made this ark, which was called Noah's Ark. Finally, they completed the ark, and it was the most grand and strong, amazing boat that anyone in the world had ever seen. God was so pleased with this boat, and he told Noah and his family, "You have built a magnificent ark, and 7 days from now, massive rains will begin." Noah and his family couldn't believe what was happening, but they trusted God and followed his direction and loaded the ark with food and brought upon it two of every animal, just as God had asked. And in a long line, the animals boarded the boat, two by two. And after all of the animals were safely aboard the boat, Noah, his wife, their sons, and their wives came on the boat, and they closed the doors behind them so that no water could come inside. Well, as soon as they closed those doors, they heard the sound of rain hitting the top of the ark, and the sound grew louder and louder and louder, and the earth shook and cracked, and water rushed and gushed up and around every corner of the earth. The sky broke open, and rain poured down like a waterfall, showering the entire world in a huge flood. But don't worry, God made sure that the ark was secured tight and that no water came in. He made sure that Noah and his family and all of the animals were kept safe. And for 40 days, the waters rose and whirled all around the earth. Water washed away the houses and the buildings and all the towns and villages, everything. And the water grew higher and higher than all the tops of all the highest mountains and nearly reached the sky back.
back where the water was coming from. And everything washed away that was on the earth. Everything. Except for the ark and everything inside it. So that Noah and his family and all those animals sailed safely along. At last, the waters stopped and the earth was quiet. And the rain no longer came down. It was still and hushed, and everything stopped. Then Noah's ark came upon a mountain and stopped. Finally, when Noah knew it was safe, he carefully and slowly opened the door to the ark and sent a raven out the window. He said to this little black bird, "Raven, go up, fly high in the sky, and please go see if there is water still covering the earth." Noah wanted to make sure it was safe to leave the ark. But the raven flew out the window and never came back. And Noah waited. And then 7 days later, he took a dove and said to the beautiful white little bird, "Dove, go up, fly high in the sky, and see if there is water still covering the earth." So the little dove flew out and flew and flew and couldn't find a dry place to land. There was no place to rest, so she came back to the ark, and Noah knew he couldn't leave the ark yet. 7 more days passed, and Noah sent the little dove out again. He said, "Little dove, go up, fly high in the sky, and see if there is water still covering the earth." So the little dove flew up high in the sky and flew back and forth, and a little while later, she came back. But this time she came back, and in the beak of this little white bird, there was a small olive branch. Noah was overjoyed to see the dove return with his branch, for he now knew that there was dry land somewhere, and that they would be able to leave the ark and return to living on earth. But Noah waited 7 more days and sent the dove out again. But this time, the dove did not come back. And Noah knew that she had found a safe home. And then Noah said, "Everyone, now it is time. There is no more flooding on the earth. Let us open the ark." So one by one, the animals all came out. There were so many animals. It took a very long time to get them all off the boat. But one after the other, the animals came off. And now there were even more animals because many baby animals had been born on the ark too. And finally, the ark was empty. And Noah and his family were all on dry land, feeling so grateful that they had survived. So grateful that the animals all made it through alive, and so very grateful that they had trusted in God. God then blessed Noah and his family and said, "Now you must fill this earth with goodness. Be kind and be loving forever and ever. The earth is now a good place again." And suddenly the sun shined so bright and broke through the dark clouds, streaming the brightest glow of light and warmth onto the earth. And in the sun's glorious light, a beautiful rainbow appeared, with colors gleaming through the sky. The whole sky and the whole earth lit up in colors of reds and orange and blue and yellow. It was the most magnificent sky anyone had ever seen. Noah and his family and all the animals looked around in awe and wonder and felt love all around them, and they knew that the earth was good again. And God said that this rainbow was a promise that never again would there be a flood that would destroy all of the earth. That was God's promise.